Dublin City Council has won its appeal against a High Court ruling that it couldn't build a cycleway on Sandymount Strand Road, reducing traffic to a one-way system without planning permission. In a case taken by a local residents group and an independent councillor, the High Court found that the council could not proceed with the scheme without planning permission. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Labrary has been following this case. Samantha, will you start by bringing us back? Will you remind us of the background to this?
Yes, Rachel, we have to go back to COVID and 2020, which is when this issue first dates from. And as part of their COVID mobility measures, Dublin City Council proposed a temporary cycleway along the Strand Road, which is along the seafront in Sandymount in South Dublin. And under those plans, it would see what is a two-lane car traffic road reduced to just one lane for cars, and that those cars would only be able to travel southbound. Now, this was a very divisive issue in the area because some residents felt it would push traffic into other parts of the area, and a group of residents along with the independent councillor Manox Flynn took a case to the High Court against this Dublin City Council decision. And in 2021, the High Court found in favour of the residents, and it said Dublin City Council needed planning permission for a scheme of this type. But Dublin City Council then appealed this decision because they were very concerned that it could have an impact on their ability to build cycle lanes into the future, and that it could have impacts on everything from major active travel plans, which are a huge part of what the councils, all councils, are doing these days, and everything down to maybe even installing a speed ramp in a local estate. So that was the basis on which they took this appeal.
What happened today then?
Well, today the Court of Appeal found in Dublin City Council's favour, and they found that the original High Court judge didn't have adequate information about Dublin City Council's decision process. They also dismissed the counter-appeal of independent councillor Manox Flynn, saying that his appeal could have serious implications for the executive function of Dublin City Council. Now, outside the court was the Green Party councillor Hazel Chu, who represents the local area, and she said that she welcomed this decision because it would end the chilling effect that this had had on cases and active travel plans in the area. Independent councillor Manox Flynn was also there, and he said he respected the decision of the court, but he also felt that this case had shown Dublin City Council that they needed to hear locals' voices in these decisions. We can hear from them now.
This is about community activism, and this is about that process of challenging what people feel should not be shoved down their throats. They want to say, they don't want to be pseudo-participants. They want to be participants in their neighbourhoods, in their future, in their grandchildren's future. They want a safe, good, inclusive, you know, community. They don't want it wrecked or left in the state that it's in by Dublin City Council. Even cyclists want a proper procedure and a proper situation.
The fact that Dublin City Council has now won, the chilling effect that has happened across the city and also nationwide when it comes to active travel, I'm hoping that will be lifted, that there is now going to be ambition when it comes to various projects, because we need them. We need them, especially in a climate emergency.
Dublin City Councillors Hazel Chu and Manox Flynn. Samantha, what happens next?
Well, Dublin City Council say they're examining this lengthy judgment, and they will let the community know what their plans are as soon as they've done that. But my understanding is, given the effort and the resources that they've put into this case over the past 5 years, they are keen to proceed with that plan for a cycleway on that Strand Road, which would reduce traffic to one lane. There have been alternative proposals since then from communities to put a cycleway off-road as part of flood defence plans, but that could take a number of years. So I think there's still some road to be travelled in relation to this issue.
Boom, boom. Samantha, thank you very much for that.